Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to all the students around the world. I hope they had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Mother's Day. For the teachers whose mothers and the children, hope you gave you had a wonderful time celebrating your mother. The first person you see, for some of y'all may be adopted, but you got a person who's loving in your home. That's my hope and that's my prayer. This prayer time, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Love, Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. This is prayer time together every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to take this time out to thank my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. Thank you, my listening audience, Blog Talk Radio, and the platform, for this platform as well as Google and Facebook as well as Twitter. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This weekend again was Mother's Day weekend. I enjoy my day with my 91 young mom. I call her young because she's a youthful spirit. And she's sitting beside me right now this morning as I'm doing this Blog Talk Radio. First John 4, verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. So I'm saying my prayers out before I get into the scriptures. But, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you, thank you for all who come on this phone call, the covenant, protect all our households, our family, friends, acquaintances, associates, all the school teachers and school administrators, and the personnel who work there at the schools to make sure the children is safe. A clean environment. We pray for the parents, God. We lift up the parents and the guardians, people who take care of these children, as matter in students, those who live at home or live on campus, live in boarding school, and those who homeschool, we pray for them. And those who travel out to school, whether traveling by foot, a train, a bus, whichever way, you know, parents dropping them off, or loved ones dropping them off, I say traveling to, from, and at school day, dear Jesus, we ask that they have an active day of learning in your holy, precious, 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 precious name. And also in this prayer this morning, we want to pray for the people around the world, also, the people in Pakistan, and just pray for peace over there. You know, whatever we do, we got to think about all people. And this thing about taking over territory, I don't believe that God put them out on property and then want somebody to come and take them off the property. Just take a God place everybody where he wants them to be. And we may travel, we may go here, we may go there, may build, but I don't think he gave us the spirit to conquer a territory that he puts people there to live on. And says, you know, if we wanted you there, he would have put you in that area to start with. Not, you know, the slavery, dragging people from their land to another land, or slaughtering people and say, well, in 19 whatever, this land now belongs to XYZ. Some things just doesn't make sense. And I don't care how many times people may try to say it, but the old saying is, if you win the war, you can write what you want to write. So I pray peace across the world and people to think about it, regardless what your nationality is. Do you want somebody to really come and just take over your area that you've been raised in, you grew up in, just because they felt that they had the God-given right to it? Wherever you live, your apartment, your house, now you bought some property. And let's say you bought a house. Nigga bought a house. Somebody said, you know what? A company said, I want this property now. And they say, well, I think it's E-Domain or something like that. We want it. It could be good for the people. They're going to build a store. Well, good for the people. I'm living here, so why do you want to take my home from me? And, you know, they just don't make no sense. So we have to think about that, people, as we lift everybody up around the globe in Jesus Christ's holy name. And whatever is the truth, we're going to be revealed. And may find that some of this stuff will taking over people's property, just taking over without any kin, where other people are going to go, making refugees around the world, making homeless people around the world. It's not of God. Okay, ma. This today the Lord has made. Again, this is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Love, True Ministry Show. It's about love, it's about truth, it's about coming together as one to praise and uplift the God that we serve, our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. I pour some scripture stuff for the day, even though I'm on my subject for this month is on season. What I'm covering today for this particular time together, of course, you know, every Monday, Eastern Standard Time at 1 p.m., I do my blog talk, and that's a half an hour show, which is not a show of them with prayer, only deal with a topic. And our topic to see that again is talking about seasons. So living for God. And this was some topics I pull up. We want to live for God. Not just wake up, oh, it's not a day, this is what I'm going to do today. Ask God. God, this day, first of all, thank you. All glory and praise go to you. Help us live a day of pleasing you. And I'm going to do this in a prayer form. Oh, Jesus Christ, we come to you and we believe in all things that you say, that we can have, we can do, we can see. Those things that are pleasing to you. Conquering those things that you will, but not those things that is of the flesh, that man say. We pray that we ask that we live in a peaceful environment that we happen to live in individually. And I'm going to say that because around the world it may be war. But maybe in your part, no matter if a war going on, you may still have a little small section where it's peaceful. And I pray you have that in your home and so many mile radius where you at, you have peace. I pray for peace around the world. And I think if we start saying we want peace around the world and stop saying the opposite, I think we see it. It's a manifest of things that you actually want. Speak about those things. I hear so many people talk about that, and that makes so much sense. So I thank God for those people who send out peaceful vibes. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, we have to have a mind seeking God, a mind that's thirsty for God, a mind that we wake up to thank you, God, for this day, wonderful day, God. We ask and we rejoicing that you is our God. One true living God. I am that you said that I am. Anybody asks who you are in the Old Testament, New Testament, give your name. Jesus. Jesus, 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 right? So we just seek you. We're thankful for you. And we desire to be transformed in our mind. Renewal of our mind, God. Renew our mind. So you be acceptable and perfect in your will, Father God. And Galatians, in your word, it says in chapter 1, verse 10, For do I now persuade man, O God, or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please man, I should not be the servant of Christ. God, we seek to please you, because we desire to be your child, that you call us to be, your disciple, your friend. And Matthew 22:37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Again, what Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. So just love God that way, with our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And do that, not only rejoicing in him and focus out. You may do your schoolwork. Ask God for guidance. Ask God to just, you know, you work in the hallway. You think about God as you walk. And you can see the people. You can say good morning or whatever. But you still got, you still keep your eyes and mind and focus on him. And you will see so much things change in your own presence. So, God, we ask that every man, woman, boy, and girl in this car who will listen to it whenever they're able to listen to it, whether they come home from school right now, depends where they're at in the world, or going their way to school, we ask you to cover and protect them. We see a layer of protection around them that's covered by, they say, your arm, feel, hugging them, taking their hand, walking them to here and there. Open their mind, keep their mind focused and steadfast on you. Blessed, be caring, loving people, talking to them, speaking to them, speaking love, speaking peace, speaking joy, and their presence. God, teach us, speaking life over them, teaching all with a loving, willing heart to all their students, regardless of their belief system and their culture and their background and ethnic group. We ask that, God, you just fill them with love, peace, and war with one another. Because when we get into kingdom of you, God, it won't be a group of people here and a group of people there. It'll be one group of people praising and worshiping you. So we have to start now here on earth. See, lift up your holy, righteous name. God, we thank you for this time together, the time that the children have and enter the school year. This is May 15, 2018. They have an active day of school, active day of learning. Whether they're at school or they being homeschooled, and regardless of their age, they can be a child in elementary school, they can be a senior taking classes, you know. So we just say thank you, studying something at home, want to Google so much information. So we thank you, God, for all the different ways children learn, whether they're learning face-to-face with an instructor, face-to-face with a home tutor, or they're being home tutored from the computer, from different things, different search engine. We thank you for all those technology and things that allow people to teach and people to able to grasp information. We ask that information that we grasp be the truth, and that everything that's opposite of truth, that you would just remove it from our presence, remove it from us, taking it in as the truth, to self take only in her truth. God, we ask these all things in your holy righteous name. Again, have your way, Father God. It's all about you, what is your perfect will. And your will is done. And we thank you for life, life more abundant. And we pray for all the ones who are sick and shut in, for strength through their body, heart, soul, spirit, and mind. I also look to the next church prayer to all the people who may be paralyzed. I pray strength that those nerves and neurons and stuff will start working again. I believe, God, all things are possible. If you have never walked before, and I pray to God, this is your vision, you see yourself running and walking, get out that chair. if you're dealing with arthritis or something to put you down. I pray healing for that. I pray healing for a clear, healthy mind to take in information, a mind that can remember and obtain information in short-term and long-term and be stronger and stronger and stronger. God, I ask these and all things we do in your holy, precious name. Until we meet on this platform again or see each other face to face, all power and glory belong to you. For this is the day, Lord, that you have made. And we will, we must rejoice and be glad in you. For you is who you is, God, the great I am. In Jesus Christ's holy, precious name, we declare victory in, and we believe the everything we are, we're asking for, God, that we send up and pray in love. We say thank you for it. We see it in our presence. Amen.